But first, the race to knock Senator Jeff Flake off the Republican ticket has officially begun. Last night in Scottsdale, former state lawmaker Kelly Ward launched her 2018 campaign for Senate, and she brought some big names to help her do it. Among the speakers, conservative talk show host Laura Ingraham and former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon. KJZZ's Will Stone was there last night, and he joins me now. So, Will, clearly Kelly Ward has the backing of some very influential people in conservative circles. Any sense of why they decided to make the trip out here and endorse Ward?
Basically, Jeff Flake.
Ah.
He's the incumbent and has seen a major drop in favorability among Trump voters and, by extension, the Breitbart contingent, who see him really as an establishment Republican who's not on the president's side. And to be sure, Flake has been openly critical of Trump through the election and into his presidency, from op-eds to his book, The Conscience of Conservative, saying Trumpism has changed conservative politics and not in a good way. So add on that Democrats have also been hammering away at Flake for his support to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and he's really being pressured from both sides. His approval rating has sunk drastically, and he's considered one of the most vulnerable senators in next year's midterm. So this makes him a perfect target for Steve Bannon, who has been backing his preferred candidates for 2018, ones that he feels are in line with his brand of populism. We can just look at the recent Alabama primary, where he backed the controversial judge Roy Moore over the incumbent and won. So Ward is really positioning herself as the person who will support Trump, not like Flake or Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who Bannon described this way.
Their contempt for President Trump, their disrespect for President Trump, their backbiting, their backstabbing, their bickering, they have sown the whirlwind, and they're going to reap the whirlwind. That whirlwind is Kelly Ward.
And this was really the thrust of Bannon's remarks, that the Senate Republicans basically hold Trump supporters, he said, in contempt, and they view his base and, by extension, voters for Ward as an existential threat.
Well, what did you hear from the folks who were there about Ward? Did they seem enthusiastic about her running against Flake?
Predominantly, people seemed excited, and most already had an idea of who she was, you know, what kind of politician. She just ran for Congress, after all, last year to try and unseat Senator McCain. So she already has that name recognition. She was already in the state Senate representing Lake Havasu City and had a radio talk show, too. Most people seemed confident she was very closely aligned with Trump. Here's what Christine Marinkovich from Scottsdale told me.
We need somebody that's going to support our president. You know, Washington is just a do-nothing city, and we need to get new blood into Congress.
And some people I spoke with used much stronger language, calling him a fake and essentially sabotaging the party, the kind of language we've heard from our president about Jeff Flake. And it wasn't a huge gathering, a couple hundred people at the Hilton in Scottsdale, but there were a few people who were still kind of getting a sense of her, what she was about. I also spoke with Craig Johnson, who was there with his wife, and this is what he said when discussing immigration.
I actually believe that we have immigration law and that we should enforce what we have on the books. And I guess I would say that I believe in the wall. So I'm not sure that Senator Flake believes in that.
And Johnson said he voted for Flake last election. So that's the kind of voter that Ward really wants to win over so she can tip the scales, unlike she was able to do against Senator McCain.
Well, what did Ward herself say? Did she address concerns about immigration and some of the president's other goals?
She did. She spent probably the most time on immigration in what was a relatively brief speech, probably less than 10 minutes. She reaffirmed her support for the wall, for more heavy enforcement of immigration, and even punishing the employers who hire people who are here undocumented.
We have seen the effect of illegal immigration and our wide open border on every aspect of society, from public safety to corrections to healthcare to education to our very American culture, and it has got to stop.
So she basically ran through the Trump greatest hits, you could say, from these immigration issues to lowering taxes and simplifying the code to, of course, repealing the Affordable Care Act.
So, Will, the $64,000 question here then is, where does Ward stand in this race right now?
She needs to keep raising money, obviously, but she does have the help of the super PAC that is aligned with Bannon, and also her campaign reported that she received a $300,000 contribution from Trump supporter Robert Mercer. And this endorsement from Trump allies, Laura Ingraham was there as well, will probably bring her in more money. President Donald Trump has mentioned her on Twitter as a good alternative in 2018 to Jeff Flake, but he hasn't actually endorsed her yet. It would be unlikely that he probably wouldn't couldn't do that since all these other Trump allies are getting on board. Whoever wins in the Republican primary will most likely face off against Democratic Congresswoman from Phoenix, Kyrsten Sinema.
That's KJZZ's Will Stone. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Mark.